Welcome back in, Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and we play a little shake and bake. We welcome Shaker Heights' own Chris Rose from the MLB Network and NFL Network. Chris, great to have you.
How you guys doing? All right?
We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. Everybody's trying to find a positive outlook. Sun is shining here in Central Ohio. It's supposed to be a nice couple of days, so hopefully, you know, I got this great, I'm sure you're getting all these great memes and texts from friends, and I got this one today, and it was a picture of a family sitting on their computers like a year ago, like in the living room, all on their tablets, and then there was another picture that said, under quarantine, and it was everyone outside, like in the sun, riding a bike, taking a walk, and it's like, it's, you know, it's turned into a little bit of Pleasantville in a way, right? Have you taken a break from your gadgets, or are you more locked in?
No, I would say that, you know, my wife and I actually take like an hour and a half walk every day if we can. So we were just commenting yesterday, we try to bring our boys with us, but they tap out after, you know, after a little while. They're like, okay, I'm bored. I was like, okay, they're 19 and 14. They only want to spend so much time with mom and dad. I get that. But then we keep going. We actually talked about it yesterday, how it's kind of refreshing that we haven't been able to do this. And, you know, I mean, it's not the right reason for us to find time to do this, but I think that maybe once whatever is done, it allows us to kind of hopefully gain a little perspective that we have to kind of get back to that anyway, regardless of how busy we are and everything else in our lives, that maybe we should make a little time for that.
So, Chris, just kind of enlightened, I guess, Columbus, Ohio. You know, I was traveling to New York back and forth, you know, with ESPN, so I had a pretty good sense of what it was like on the East Coast. But out West, you know, it's because every place is so different based upon the intensity of the population and how this thing has moved. I mean, what is the feeling out there on the West Coast, especially where you are, you know, with people and the movement and the restrictions? Just kind of how has that impacted everything, and how do you kind of see in that work out there?
Well, I actually, you know, I mean, California was really one of the first states to kind of do the whole stay-at-home policy. And I know actually, you know, Governor DeWine in Ohio did a remarkable job too, because he was really one of the first leaders to kind of take a stand. You know, out here, our governor Gavin Newsom said, hey, listen, we're shutting it down. And they got more progressive. They shut down the beaches rather quickly. We had a few minor incidents like last week at a farmer's market where there were just too many people condensed in one area. And the mayor, Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, was like, guys, we're going to take that away until those markets can show us a plan where they plan to adhere to social distancing. You know, out here at supermarkets, it's very organized. There's lines outside. You have to keep your distance while you're in line. There's people outside, you know, washing down the carts. And then when you're in line inside the store, you have to stand behind certain tape jobs and everything else. So I actually think that we're doing a pretty decent job out here with adhering to the policies, and that's the way it is. I get it that it's frustrating for people, but, you know, I mean, let's think about all the people that are leaving for work every day right now and putting their lives literally on the line. The people that, not only the doctors and nurses, but the cleaning staffs at hospitals, postal carriers, people at grocery stores, at all these places. And, you know, if all we have to do is try and stay home, let's do it.
Yeah, not a big ask. Well said. Chris Rose with us, MLB Network, NFL Network. All right, at least, you know, when we started doing the show remote, when Bobby and I started going remote, you know, I think every sports show in America was like, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to come up with kind of the old school creativity. We'll do lists. We'll start debating more. We'll bring up some old school topics. But then we were delivered the bombshell from the NFL with Brady going to Tampa. So we'll hit you with that too. You think he gets back to the Super Bowl with Tampa? If you had to be on that side of it, if you have to bet that he would or wouldn't, where do you land?
Well, it's a pretty deep conference. You know, I mean, San Francisco's not going anywhere. Seattle was really impressive last season. You know, I thought the Packers made a nice leap, although I thought they still had some holes, even though they made it all the way to the NFC title game. You know, I'll never count out a team like Philadelphia. I thought the Darius Slay trade was really good for them. Dallas will obviously be interesting. So there's a ton of teams. And don't forget about New Orleans, who's the cream of the crop in their own division. I mean, Super Bowl, I don't know. But when I know you go 7-9 with a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions and fumbled it five more times, that means that you're in a lot of games. And that was the thing I always loved about Jameis Winston. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks because he'll always keep your team in the game and the other team. So he was kind of fun to watch. Yeah. So I would expect them to push the Saints for the division crown there.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Chris Rose, Ohio's own MLB, NFL Network. You're on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And so, you know, outside of the Brady acquisition, because that gobbled up all of the really the free agent air out there, was there another particular move that you saw that was made either via trade or signing that you think could have put another team, well, maybe not over the top, but potentially in contention to make a run?
Well, I thought that the Bears trade for Nick Foles was interesting. I know that it was horrible what happened last year, but I mean, the dude broke his collarbone, you know, two quarters into the season. And Bobby, you know that if a quarterback is collarbone ain't right, the whole year he's going to be messed up, whether it's his throwing shoulder or his non-throwing shoulder. And, you know, he's an interesting guy. And Ryan Pace actually just came out today, the GM of the Bears, and said, listen, this is an open competition. So it wasn't like he got behind the guy that he drafted in Mitchell Trubisky. I think that team is good enough if they get a running back in this draft to maybe push the Packers at the top of the North. So, you know, I think they're a team that could move up a couple of rungs on the ladder. Other than that, I'm not a huge lover of free agency. I gotta be honest, it's exciting for teams, but I think that for the most part, you know, usually only a couple of Pro Bowlers a year trickle out of that thing. It's really, for me, more about the draft. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, and that's what we're going to get here in the next few weeks. We'll let you weigh in on then the hot topic there and the Tua Tagovailoa situation. Mm-hmm. And you hear it from every which way. You'll hear GM say, he's too talented. I've got to roll the dice. Quarterback's the most important position. Looks good enough in the video, and now you get the independent doctor, or at least the Titans doctor. But you got to believe at least that he's okay now. Do you have faith if you were drafting? Would you wait on him, or would you move up to get him if you're the Dolphins?
I suppose it depends how you feel about your meetings with the other quarterbacks, right? I mean, if you feel like there is a huge drop-off from Tua to whether it's a Herbert or a Love or anybody else you may have really, really liked, because, you know, that's part of the reason you get all that draft capital. It's the reason that you traded Minkah Fitzpatrick. It's the reason you traded Laremy Tunsil to get all that stuff so that you can put yourself in the best position. And that doesn't mean utilizing every pick and keeping it. It means utilizing it the proper way. So if you really feel like, okay, that's our guy, if we have to move all the way up to two, that's what we're going to do. And, I mean, really, from five to two, okay, so it costs you maybe a first here and there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what the numbers chart says. But, yeah, you go do it if you're that convinced. And, I mean, it means you're staking your livelihood on a guy's hip. But maybe, you know, I hope that he's healthy, because I think he could be a ton of fun at the next level.
You know, Chris, speaking of the draft, there's been a lot of people weighing on both sides whether the draft should or shouldn't occur, whether they should push it, not occur, but occur at its current time, which it appears that it's going to. Your opinion as to that, and, you know, the level of distraction versus, you know, the level of importance of that, given the gravity of some of the things that are going on in different cities, and, you know, how the NFL is trying to balance all that and making a prudent decision, you know, with keeping some sense of normalcy, but also respecting, obviously, you know, the crisis in some of the epicenters of these different cities across the country.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot to weigh, and I get it. Obviously, the advantage that this has, it's not a competition, okay? So as long as everybody can be protected and is healthy, that's number one. And I'm talking about, you know, you're not going to have war rooms that are big. You're not going to have draft parties that are big. you know, and the league's got to do all that sensibility, which they're talking about doing. As far as the rest of it, it is, you know, I mean, if you think about it, the event itself is it's a great event. I've loved it for years. I loved it when I was a young kid and they had it on Tuesday and Wednesday. And my brother used to cut school to stay home and watch the draft, I remember. But now it's turned into this huge extravaganza. But if you really think about it, it is a glorified conference call, almost, you know? I mean, that's what it's going to be this year. And that's perfectly okay if that's the way it turns out. So, you know, we'll see which way they go. They just made the announcement that they're keeping the days, and they're still working hard to try and come out with the right system to make sure that everybody's healthy, which is first and foremost the most important part, and that's it for me.
Well done. Always great to catch up with Ohio's own Chris Rose from MLB and NFL. I failed to get in a baseball question, so I guess I'll do this here in about 30 seconds. Shortened season would be okay with everyone, or do you get to a certain number where you say there's no way to do it? And even though it would give a lot of underdog teams a chance if you shorten the season, because if they got hot early, maybe they'd get a better chance. Would you be in favor of a certain number quickly on a baseball season?
No, I mean, I don't – once again, this is what works for me. I try not to – and I understand people trying to look ahead and say, well, what if we do this and what if we do that? I don't do that. Like, if we try and get through Friday, mm-hmm. and then we'll move on to the next day. So whatever number it is. They want to play as many games as possible, and that's perfectly fine. The players and the owners agreed that they're good to play all the way through the month of November. So if everybody, once again, if they get the go-ahead from the health people, and that's the only people you should be listening to at this point, then you can start to formulate a system. But well, for you or anybody else to try and sit there and say, well, look, they can get in 110 games. That's way beyond us, guys, I think.
Well, good news, Chris. It is Friday. You did make it. And so
yes.
You got the weekend to look forward to, if that's any really different any more than a weekday.
At this point, it really isn't, but that's okay. So, you know, listen, I appreciate you guys having me on. I appreciate what you guys are doing, because it is important for the psyche of America, too. Mm-hmm. So let's keep doing that, and everybody just keep adhering to the guidelines and stay safe out there.
Yeah, everybody's got a role. Chris, thanks for joining us. Best to you and your family. We'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.